It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
And it just feels like that the high school football season is flying by. We're already in week 10 of this thing, and it just seems like we just started yesterday. Week 10 of the high school football season, and a lot of games going on Friday night with a ton of playoff implications as we are in full region swing in the high school football season. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. The glow is back. Great Pumpkin Luminites has returned to Wild Adventures with towering pumpkin sculptures, unique pumpkin spice food items, and immersive fall fun around every corner. And Great Pumpkin Luminites is bigger than ever this year with the Garden of Giants featuring pumpkins weighing in over at 800 pounds or more. Get your photo with the new pumpkin sculptures, stroll through the animated light, the lights of 1,100-foot long Twilight Tunnel. I don't know who writes this for Wild Adventures, but I would sure like to give this a crack and rewrite this thing. It is a tough, tough read. I used to have a co-host who I used to make fun of who was terrible at live reads. But like this right here, God almighty, this is awful. Foggy forest featuring a canopy of hanging lights suspended from 40 feet in the air. Check out new additions to the Luminite Legend Pumpkin Gallery with over 175 intricately carved pumpkins, and enjoy over 20 tasty treats during the country's Pumpkin Spice Festival. Great Pumpkin, and then just keeps going. Great Pumpkin Luminites is bigger than ever this year, and the best way to visit us is with a season pass for 2025, available now for the lowest price. Can we email them and get permission for me to rewrite this thing? Play now. Come play now and come back all next year. Visit wildadventures.com for more information. Great googly moogly. And I do that every week, or I've done that most weeks through September and in October, because that's what they're pushing. And that is a brutal, brutal read. All right. So the high school football season, we've got a lot of games going on that have a lot of implication. We had some games played, right? The team's still trying to get themselves in order after the couple of storms that we had come through South Georgia and the Georgia area and just in general. So we saw Lakeside Evans beat Effingham earlier in the week, 58-28. Lakeside Evans remains undefeated in the region, and now they have set up the showdown with the Brunswick High Pirates for the what's basically a de facto region championship game that is Friday night. Tonight, Evans beat South Effingham to keep themselves in the playoff race. Greenbrier 34-22 over Bradwell. By the way, Evans 35-0 over South Effingham. So those are the games that have already been played. Here are the games that we have going on tonight. Camden will head over to the Concrete Palace to play the Lowndes County Vikings. I can tell you from experience, as I've told you before, I used to call games for Camden, and so we would take those trips over to Lowndes to play. I don't care what Lowndes' record is, it is a tough place to win a football game. I've seen flags thrown over there where you just have to scratch your head. Camden surprised me. I really thought, you know, I thought that the Richmond Hill hype train was going to blow through Chris Gilman. Remember, that's the best Richmond Hill team of all time. This team was going to go and win that SEC-type region with Valdosta and Colquitt and Camden. Richmond Hill was going to be the best of the group, and they went down to Chris Gilman, and they got beat 28-10. Not just beat, but they got beat convincingly by the Wildcats, who got beat convincingly the prior week against Valdosta. So what that tells me is, looks like the hype train has been derailed over in Richmond Hill at the Hill. And so Camden and Lowndes, that game a ton of region implications now. If the Wildcats find a way to win that game over in the Concrete Palace, It sets up a showdown between them and Colquitt for the 2 seed. So that would be something to watch. Speaking of Colquitt, they'll be at Tift. Valdosta, the aforementioned Wildcats, will head over to the Hill to play the aforementioned Richmond Hill Wildcats. Frederica, we'll talk about that game a little bit later. Frederica at Pinewood. Frederica gave Bullock Academy last week everything they wanted. 14-0 loss for the Frederica Academy Knights, but nobody thought that game would be that close. I talked to some folks on both sides, and both coaches and both staffs agree that game came down to like four or five plays that went Bullock Academy's way and didn't go Frederica's way, and so Bullock Academy remains undefeated. Frederica will head over to Pinewood, licking its wounds, trying to get that region win against the Patriots. South Effingham at Bradwell. Lakeside Evans at Brunswick High. I told you just a minute ago, this is a de facto region championship game. Lakeside Evans comes into this game, whether you know it or not, they're undefeated. They haven't lost yet. Brunswick has lost one game. It was not a region game. They lost the first game of the season to Camden, in which they had a ton of special team miscues in a 51-41 loss to the Wildcats. That was at Glenn County Stadium. And so Lakeside Evans comes to Glenn County Stadium between the bricks to play the Pirates. Lakeside Evans, I think, is an underrated team. We'll talk more a little bit about this game later in the show. Effingham at Greenbrier, both of those teams vying for playoff spots. Evans at Statesboro. Statesboro needs this win. They've got to get it to give themselves a chance to continue to be a playoff factor as the season begins to wind down. Evans right now is one of the teams that would get in. Houston at Coffee. Coffee, boy, they took it on the chin against Lee County last week. Gets no easier. They'll take on Houston over in Douglas. Thomas County Central at Northside. Benedictine at Wayne. Holy great googly moogly. It has gotten ugly over in Jessup. It's gotten ugly in a hurry. That schedule that was put on the floor by their coach that skedaddled out of there, man, it was brutal, and it's been brutal week after week after week. It gets no easier as they host Benedictine. Now I think in for the Yellow Jackets over in Wayne County, I think it becomes now not about trying to salvage the season or go 4-6 or 5-5. Now it's just let's win a game. Let's find a game somewhere to win. I think that's going to be the mindset. Going to be interesting to see. They don't like to lose over in Wayne County. The last time that they had a season like this, they cleaned house. They fired the lunch ladies. So we'll see what happens in the offseason with the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. They don't take to 0-10, 1-9 very kindly over in Jessup. Very proud folks over there of their football program. Warner Robins at New Hampstead. New Hampstead had 80 points put on them just a couple of weeks ago by Perry. And so Perry will actually be hosting the Ware County Gators. Beach at Groves, Calvary Day at Johnson of Savannah, Windsor Forest at the Islands, Jenkins at Long. I've had Long in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the last few weeks. This is going to be a really stiff test. This might be the toughest game that the Blue Tide has had to play. They will be at home. Jenkins is a good football team. We'll see what happens. Appling at Tattnall County, Pierce at Crisp, Worth at Bacon, Fitzgerald at Berrien, Brantley at Thomasville. That'll be an interesting game. Brantley's been playing a little bit better as the season has begun to wind down. Thomasville, of course, is Thomasville. Pretty decent team. Dublin at Bleckley, Washington County at East Lawrence, Toombs at Savannah Country Day. Big time rivalry game, Swainsboro at Vidalia. Swainsboro will truck just down, Highway 1? Down Highway 1 to play Vidalia at their place. We'll talk about that game as well a little bit later. Clinch at Irwin County. Boy, Irwin put it on Charlton last week. This is another game that we'll talk about that's going to be pretty interesting. Of course, Clinch coming off of a thumping at the hands of Brooks County. Bryan at Jenkins County, Portal in a get-right game against Claxton. They'll just truck over, right down Highway 80 to 16 and then take 16 to Claxton. Short little trip. Metter at MCA, big-time region game for both the Tigers and the Buccaneers MCA got a big win last week. And so they'll be at home in the ship to host the Tigers for Metter. Big time game. Savannah at Screven, Bullock at St. Andrews, and Valwood at Deerfield. So as the season begins to wind down, you start to see the region scope of the playoffs begin to take shape in these games as we wind down the region. They become huge as far as determining, you know, who's going to get in and what the seeding is going to be.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Week 10 of the high school football season in full swing Friday night. Camden heads over to the Concrete Palace to take on Lowndes in a key region game. Brunswick hosts Lakeside Evans in a de facto region championship game as both are the only two unbeatens left in region play. Benedictine heads to Jessup to take on Wayne as the Yellow Jackets are still looking for that elusive first win. And Statesboro hosts Evans trying to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
All right, so back on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, we've reached that point in the show where, yeah, it's time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And we have got some changes in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So we've got a new number one. And so what I'll do is I will go ahead and I will jump into this and give you the top 10 from last week so you know who was where. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and DBM Roofing. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair, see, this is a good read. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. And we wrote this in-house. That's why it's a good read, because we wrote it. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate, 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. That's what happens when you let us write your reads, is we get it right. When we write your reads, we get it right. We should use that. Marketing people, use that when you're out selling advertising for the Jason Bishop Show. I won't charge you for it. All right, so last week at number 10, we had Valwood. At number 9, we had Houston. Number 8, Long County. 7 was Clinch. 6, Dublin. 5, Savannah Christian. 4, Pierce County. 3 was Bullock, 2 Valdosta, and the number one team last week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings was the Coffee County Trojans. All right, so I will go ahead and tell you, Coffee's not number one this week since they got thrashed by Lee County. And falling out is Clinch County. They fell out. So here we go. At number 10, the former number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Coffee County Trojans fall 9 spots, losing to Lee County 48-14. Look, I get Lee County, different class, you know. No, they're in the same classification. They're both 5A, I believe. So, you know, that's just, that tells me right there what I need to know. Coffee's not as strong as I thought. 48-14 thumping at the hands of Lee County. At number 9, the Valwood Valiants move up one spot from 10-9 with a 42-6 win over Terrell Academy. At number 8, moving up one spot coming off of a bye, the Houston County Bears. They've got a big one as well this week. At number 7, jumping back in the rankings, they had fallen out after they took that loss to Valdosta, and then they beat Richmond Hill 28-10, exposing Richmond Hill as a fraud. And so the Camden County Wildcats, 28-10 winners, they get into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number 7. At number 6, moving up two spots with a 25-0 blanking over Windsor Forest, the Long County Blue Tide, number 6 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, still undefeated. They've got a good test against Jenkins this week. At number 5, down one spot coming off of a bye, the Pierce County Bears getting into the top 5 of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Getting into the top 4, moving up two spots with a 17-7 win over Northeast, the Dublin Fighting Irish move from 6-4 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 3, also moving up two spots with a 48-6 kicking in the throat of Vidalia, 48-6. The Savannah Christian Red Raiders move from 5-3. Moving up one spot with a 14-0 highly contested, good old-fashioned rivalry game against the Frederica Academy Knights. Bullock Academy, 14-0 winners over Frederica. They move up from 3-2. And the new number one, even though they've been there once before this season, the new number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, in an old-style classic defensive juggernaut slobber knocker kind of game, the Valdosta Wildcats beat Colquitt 7-3, and Valdosta takes over the number one spot in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Again, what I need to mention to you folks is these are not me picking teams out of the clear blue air, right? Like, first off, there are parameters. You have to be roundabout I-16 or south. You have to be roundabout I-75 or east. If you're in those two zones, then you're eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. I do not pick these teams out of the thin air. What happens is there's a formula, and I put the numbers in, and the formula spits these things out, and this is what it gives me. And the formula is not saying that just because a team is ranked higher than another team, that Team X can beat Team Y. That's not what this is. What the formula is telling you, that if Team X is ranked above Team Y, they might not be able to beat Team Y, Team X that is, but Team X is doing better within their schedule than Team Y or even Team Z that's ranked a little bit lower than Team X and lower than Team Y. Crystal clear, right? Yeah, I thought so. Okay, so let's recap. For this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, at number 10, the Coffee County Trojans, the biggest fall in the history of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, 9 spots. If you fall 10, you're out. So there's nobody ever going to fall more than 9. It's the biggest fall ever. Number 10, Coffee. 9 is Valwood. 8 is Houston. 7 is Camden. 6 is Long. 5 is Pierce. 4 is Dublin. 3 is Savannah Christian. 2 is Bullock and the number one team back in the number one spot, the Valdosta Wildcats. And that is your Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys, alongside my partner Robert Sala. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive trained comfort specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time for back to school, time for fall, time for football, and Cunningham Jewelers has time for you. Come on in and let your friends at Cunningham Jewelers help you pick that perfect watch to help you keep time. With the best watch selection in the Golden Isles, Cunningham Jewelers has the right timepiece for you. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
Jason Bishop Show. And so now we've reached that point of the show where we get into the college football part of the season, where I'm going to tell you who is going to win the college football games. This is our college football pick'em. I'm actually pretty good at this. So keep this, write it down in stone. As I like to say, write this down. All right, here we go. Number two, Oregon. They'll head on the road to play Purdue. Oregon coming off that big win against Ohio State, taking over the number two position in the polls. Purdue's a good football team. Oregon going on the road. Expect a letdown for the Ducks. I think Purdue keeps this game close, but I don't think Purdue has the firepower to be able to beat the Ducks. Close game. Oregon finds a way in the end. Oklahoma State at 13, BYU. BYU, of course, they're America's darling right now. They're undefeated. I'll give you my top 12 in the next segment. BYU is going to be in there, but I don't think they're going to survive Oklahoma State. I think Oklahoma State heads up to BYU land and comes away with a big, big time W. East Carolina at 23, Army. I like Army. I like what they're doing, undefeated. The service academies, them and Navy, have had a great season so far. East Carolina goes to Army and gets beaten. Virginia at number 10, Clemson. I really thought Virginia was going to be better than they are. They're not. Clemson has rebounded after the Georgia loss. They've looked pretty okay. Give me Clemson at home in Death Valley against Virginia. Nebraska at Indiana. Nebraska's going to go on the road. Indiana's undefeated. They're a Big Ten team. They're one of the few undefeated teams left in the country. Nebraska will end that. Nebraska goes to Indiana. Nebraska beats the Hoosiers. And they get into the – Nebraska's only got one loss on the season, by the way. They've only lost one game. Indiana undefeated. Nebraska will be their one loss by the time that game is said and done. Auburn at number 19, Mizzou. Mizzou still trying to rebound. They'll be at home against Auburn. I like Missouri. Kind of start building some more momentum heading down the stretch toward college football playoff time. Give me Missouri over Auburn. Number 6, Miami at Louisville. Miami's going to go to Louisville, and Miami's going to struggle in this football game. Louisville is a lot better than what people give them credit for. Miami wins the game, but this isn't a blowout. This is a close football game. Miami finds a way to get up by maybe 10 points in the fourth quarter, and they hold on. 24 Michigan at 22 Illinois. I have not yet reached the point to where I can say comfortably that I feel like that Illinois is capable of beating Michigan despite the fact that they're at home. I still feel like Michigan is superior athletically. They've got more talent on the roster than Illinois does. So give me the Wolverines to go on the road and knock off number 22 Illinois. Charlotte at 25 Navy. Give me Navy. Stays unbeaten. 12 Notre Dame. They'll head to the Dodd. Well, the Hyundai Field at Bobby Dodd Stadium to play Georgia Tech. Tech fans, pay attention to what I'm about to say because you guys are knocking off the Fighting Irish. Georgia Tech pulls another big upset. They've already beaten, well, what was considered an upset to start the year against Florida State. Georgia Tech beats Notre Dame in Atlanta. Number 7, Alabama at 11, Tennessee. Games in Knoxville. This game's with two teams that haven't been playing well coming into this football game. Tennessee survives Florida, lost to Arkansas the week before, had to go to overtime with the Gators, who are not good at all. Alabama, of course, loses to Vandy, struggles with South Carolina. Two teams that aren't playing very well. Traditionally, I would say, you know, this game's in Knoxville, so you got to figure, like, it's going to be nuts up in Knoxville. They're going to be raining Rocky Top every 3 minutes. Traditionally, you would pick Alabama in this game. I'm going to stick with that. If Tennessee was playing better, I would pick the Vols, but they're not. So of the two teams that aren't playing very well coming into this game, give me Alabama to come in and play a little better than Tennessee. 14, Texas A&M at Mississippi State. Texas A&M starting to make a march to Atlanta. They look really good. Nobody's beating them in the conference. They'll go to Mississippi State, and they will beat the Bulldogs in Stark Vegas. Number 8, LSU at Arkansas. No conference losses for the Tigers. They're only lost that opening game against USC at the beginning of the season. Arkansas is playing a little bit better. This will be a close game on the road in Fayetteville. LSU finds a way. Number 5, Georgia at number 1, Texas. Probably the premier game of the day. Texas has rolled everybody that has stepped in front of them. Georgia has looked real shaky. And, of course, you know, the loss to Alabama where they came all the way back and then couldn't hold it. Georgia's defense has looked suspect. Texas is loaded offensively. Texas is going to be at home in this game. Everything that you would predict a game on, you've got to say, is probably in Texas's favor. And I don't think Texas is going to win the football game. I think Georgia goes in there prepared, and we see a different Georgia Bulldog team than what we have seen the last 3 or 4 weeks. Georgia goes in, tough football game. Georgia finds a way to win in the end and knocks Texas from the ranks of the unbeaten. By the way, I want to backtrack. The Alabama-Tennessee game, the loser of that game has two conference losses and is probably out of getting to Atlanta. So that's almost an elimination game, at least for the SEC championship. UCF at number 9, Iowa State. I'm not a believer in Iowa State. If you are, I've got a bridge I want to sell you. The Knights go to Iowa State and they beat the Cyclones, knocking them from the ranks of the unbeaten. Kansas State at West Virginia. I keep picking West Virginia to win one of these big games, to knock off and pull an upset over one of these powerhouses, and they keep falling flat. I'm going to do it again. West Virginia at home. I think the Mountaineers upset the Wildcats and beat Kansas State. 21, SMU at Stanford. I like SMU here. Game closer to maybe what it should be. But give me SMU to win the football game. In the SEC, South Carolina at Oklahoma in an unranked bout. South Carolina, boy, they gave Alabama all they wanted. Oklahoma looked pretty pitiful against Texas. Oklahoma's the better team here. South Carolina's playing better. So, you know, what do you want to do? You know what? Give me Oklahoma. I think they've got more Jimmys and Joes. This is a close football game. Don't be stunned if South Carolina finds a way to win the game. Ball State at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's got 4 wins coming off of another win, this time over Kentucky. It's an absolute travesty that Vanderbilt's not ranked in the top 25. What are we doing here, committee? What are we doing, AP? What are we doing, coaches poll? Vanderbilt is 4-2, and they're not ranked. That is a travesty. They'll be at home against Ball State. They'll get their 5th win of the season and only 1 win away from being bowl eligible. Vanderbilt might go 8-4, 9-3. Great googly moogly. Kentucky at Florida. Both of these teams really, really need it. Kentucky coming off the Vanderbilt loss. Billy Napier still is on the hot seat. Found a way to lose the game in Tennessee last week. Should have won that game. They had the Vols beat. Game's in the swamp. Kentucky will come and beat Florida, and the Gator season will continue to deteriorate to the point to where they're going to have to do something with Billy Napier. In the ACC, Florida State at Duke. If at the beginning of the season I would have told you Florida State was going to blow Duke out in this football game, not going to happen. Florida State will get beat by Duke, who is at home. Florida State's got 1 win on the season. Wake Forest at UConn. Give me Wake. NC State at Cal. NC State, one of those other ACC teams that I thought would be better than what they are. They are not. I'll take NC State, though. I don't think Cal's very good. In Conference USA, we already saw Middle Tennessee State beat Kennesaw State 14-5 earlier in the week. And in the Sun Belt, James Madison pays a visit to Statesboro to play Georgia Southern. Give me the Eagles. Give me the Eagles to take down James Madison. In the next segment, I'm going to give you what I believe right now, if the season were over this week, the 12 teams that would get into the college football playoff.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the 2-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489. With Duckworth Properties, your dream home is just a click or a phone call away. One of the premier real estate agencies in all of South Georgia, Duckworth Properties agents have the know-how and expertise to make your dream home a reality. Whether it's finding that perfect place or a new construction, Duckworth Properties will get it done. Over $69 million in sales already for 2024. There is no better choice. 912-262-0366, online at duckworthproperties.com, or check out our Facebook page. Duckworth Properties, unlocking your dreams.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices, right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Trex decking needs. Low maintenance and no painting. And of course, go Dogs!
So I'm going to give you who I think, if the season were over today, my top 12 teams. I'm not saying that these would be the teams that would get into the college football playoff, because, you know, it's going to get wonky when they start picking teams, because you're going to have conference winners get those automatic bids, and then you're going to have another conference that's going to get a team in, despite the fact that it might not be the highest ranked non-power four in the rankings. It's going to get nutty, and there's going to be a lot of debate when that happens. But, you know, when that happens is, you know, we'll deal with it. So as far as the rankings right of now, I will go from 12 to 1 as far as my rankings go. So last week I had Tennessee 9th, and then they struggle with the Gators. So I've dropped Tennessee to 12th in my rankings. So Tennessee is going to be 12 in the Jason Bishop college football top 12. I don't really have a name for these like I do the high school stuff, but yeah, this is Tennessee is going to be 12. I dropped them from 9 to 12. At 11, moving up a spot, the Pitt Panthers at number 11. At number 10, Indiana. They've got a big chance to prove themselves this week. We'll see what they do. I've got Indiana ranked 10th in my poll. At number 9, I've got BYU, and I think they go down. I think Oklahoma State will knock them out of the top 10, but give me BYU as far as the season ending today. BYU, for me, would be ranked 9th. At number 8, for me, Iowa State. I had them 8th last week. I hold them at 8 this week. The Iowa State Cyclones, I think they also get beat. I think that's Central Florida that I think is going to get them. At number 7, coming off that tough loss to Oregon where they travel cross country. You know, I told you that Will Howard was going to cost Ohio State a football game somewhere. And despite his numbers, he had really good numbers against Oregon. But there at the end, when it mattered most, he just forgot what he was doing. Scrambled, slid, clock said 0-0-0, and the game is over. Just piss poor clock management by Ohio State as a whole at the end of the game. Dan Lanning, you know, taking the penalty for 12 men on the field so that he could have time run off the clock against Ohio State. Just, you know, genius. It was a genius move. He gave up 5 yards and took, what is it, almost 10 seconds off the clock by doing it. Ohio State, boy, they could have used those 10 seconds, couldn't they have? They're 7th. At number 6, I've got Georgia. They've got a chance to move up the polls as they're going to be in Austin playing Texas, who is ranked number one. I really think, you know, I'm not just saying this because I'm a Georgia guy and this show is, you know, out of Georgia and we live in Georgia country, whatever. Like, I get all of that. But I really think Georgia's going to go to Austin and win the football game. I don't think that Texas really understands how good of a football team Georgia is. I don't think Texas has played anybody nearly as good as Georgia. You know, Michigan, okay. Oklahoma, not that good. This is a different league, what Texas is going to see. Georgia goes and gets that W. But right now, I've got them sixth in my poll. I would have them ranked a little bit higher, but I've got Alabama ranked fifth ahead of them. And I said this last week, and I had some people say stuff to me about it. How can you have Georgia ranked below Alabama and they lost to Vanderbilt? Well, first off, Vanderbilt's 4-2. Secondly, Alabama beat Georgia head-to-head. That has to matter somewhere. They both have one loss. If they both have one loss and Alabama is Georgia's loss, then Alabama should be ranked ahead of them. I don't understand where we have gotten off where that doesn't matter anymore, because it should. If not, why are we playing the games? If teams beating other teams don't matter, what are we doing? Alabama at number five. At number four, Penn State. They just keep winning. I keep picking against them. I keep picking somebody to knock them off, and they keep finding ways to win games. At number three, Miami. I like Miami. I think Miami's going to win the ACC. They're going to get a first-round bye. We'll see how good Miami is when they start playing teams outside of the ACC. They've looked really good in the ACC. We'll see how that goes. Number two, by default, of course, by beating Ohio State, Oregon has to take over the number two spot in the country. They do. I don't really think the Ducks are the second-best team in the country. I don't think most folks do. By beating Ohio State, sure, you put them there. I think they'll probably play Ohio State again down the line. I think this time Will Howard won't screw up, or if he's still the quarterback at that point. I think Ohio State will beat him later. But for right now, the season ended today, Oregon would be your number two. And the number one team, no-brainer here, the only undefeated team left in the SEC. I'm not talking about in the conference. I'm talking about overall, the Texas Longhorns. Everybody else in the SEC has taken an L somewhere, not Texas. So Texas is my number one. So let's recap. At number 12, Tennessee. 11, Pitt. 10, Indiana. 9, BYU. 8, Iowa State. 7, Ohio State. 6, Georgia. 5, Alabama. 4, Penn State. 3, Miami. 2, Oregon. And the number one team that I've got in my poll, the Texas Longhorns, which I think that's going to change after this week. And then it'll be interesting. If Georgia does beat Texas, then it's going to really decide. It's going to cause a lot of chaos as to the question is, if Texas is not number one, then who is?
An independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're gonna need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about their keg selection too. Locally family owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for the specials on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
It's time for back to school, time for fall, time for football, and Cunningham Jewelers has time for you. Come on in and let your friends at Cunningham Jewelers help you pick that perfect watch to help you keep time. With the best watch selection in the Golden Isles, Cunningham Jewelers has the right timepiece for you. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
We're beginning to wind down to the kickoff of Friday Night Lights. And so before we do that, I'm going to pick winners for Friday night's games. I will do that in just a moment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Wild Adventures, DBM Roofing. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities, and let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right. That's me throwing away everything that I had. That is all of our sponsor obligations. So now we get into this uninterrupted. I'm going to give you the winners for tonight's games. All right, so we already saw Lakeside and Effingham. Lakeside took them down by 20, scored 20 in the fourth quarter to win. Evans, 35-0 over South Effingham. Bradwell, 34-22 winners over, or excuse me, Greenbrier, 34-22 winners over Bradwell. Camden heads to the Concrete Palace to play the Lowndes County Vikings, one of the toughest places to win in the state of Georgia. Is the Concrete Palace right off of I-75. You go right by it. It's a cool venue. If you've never been to a game and you're somewhere in that area Friday night, you're definitely going to want to make the trip. Give me Camden to go over to the Concrete Palace, find a way to win the football game. Camden beats Lowndes and sets up the potential matchup with Colquitt eventually for that number two seed. I wouldn't be stunned if Camden took that one too. We'll see. Valdosta at Richmond Hill. The Richmond Hill hype train came to a screeching halt last Friday at Chris Gilman. The Valdosta Wildcats, I don't think we'll have any trouble with Richmond Hill. Give me Valdosta by three touchdowns. Frederica at Pinewood. I think Frederica found some things. Very young football team. They found some things against Bullock. They're going to incorporate against Pinewood some things that work for the Knights. It'll be a close football game. You know what? Give me Frederica to go on the road and pull an upset. The Knights are 2-5. I just don't see a Brandon Derrick team having a 3-7 or 2-8 type of year. Give me Frederica to upset Pinewood. Lakeside Evans at Brunswick High. Lakeside's undefeated, and they're coming to Glenn County Stadium to play the Pirates. Brunswick's got one loss on the season, is to Camden. Brunswick has played Effingham. Brunswick has played Glenn. Effingham's Glenn's Camden's good. Brunswick gave them all they wanted. Brunswick should have won that game against Camden. Meanwhile, Lakeside Evans didn't really play anybody. I think Lakeside Evans is going to come down to Glen County Stadium, and I think they're going to get humbled. I think they're going to get woken up. I think the Pirates are going to beat them something silly. I think Brunswick wins this game like 35-14, 42-7, something like that. I'm telling you, the Pirates are a good football team. They are loaded, loaded with talent. I don't think Lakeside's going to be ready. Give me the Pirates, and give me the Pirates big convincingly in that de facto region championship game. Effingham at Greenbrier. Both those teams really needed to stay in the playoff hunt. Give me Effingham to do it. Evans at Statesboro. Statesboro desperately needs this game to keep their playoff hopes alive. Evans is kind of already there. Give me Evans to go to Womack and beat the Blue Devils, but I'm not stunned. I'm not stunned if Statesboro pulls the upset here out of desperation. Womack is still a tough place to go to win. Houston at Coffee. Coffee got brain crushed by Lee last week. Houston's pretty good, too. They do have to go to Douglas, but give me Houston to go on the road and beat my former number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Thomas County Central at Northside. Give me Thomas County Central. Benedictine at the Wayne County Yellow Jackets at JC Stadium. Oh, man, what a long season it's going to be for the Yellow Jackets. Give me Benedictine to win the football game on the road. Warner Robins at New Hampstead. I'll take Warner Robins. Ware at Perry. This game's going to be really close. This is going to be a really good defensive football game, I think. Give me Ware on the road to beat Perry. Jenkins at Long. I've said all along, Long, here's your chance. Everything has been put in front of you. You've crossed that hurdle. You've gotten over the hurdle. This is the tallest hurdle you've had in front of you. I think Jenkins knocks off Long and puts a little hiccup in their storybook season. Appling at Tattnall County. Give me Appling. Pierce at Crisp. Give me Pierce. Brantley at Thomasville. Give me Thomasville, despite the fact the Herons are playing a little better. Swainsboro will go to Vidalia, and they will beat the Indians at their place. Clinch at Irwin County. Boy, Irwin County showed me something last week by just obliterating Charlton. I think they win the football game at home against a really good Clinch team. Bryan at Jenkins County. Give me Bryan County to win the football game. Metter at MCA. Boy, flip a coin for that game. I'm going to pick MCA at home at the Ship. Looks like that Coach Warren's got everything in the right direction for the Buccaneers. Give me MCA. Bullock at St. Andrews. Bullock continues to roll. And Valwood at Deerfield. Give me Valwood to win that football game. Those two teams are going to go deep in the playoffs, Valwood and Bullock Academy. Oh, man. There is no John Millage, by the way, to upend any of that. John Millage, a dreadful season. There's something like 1-7 or 1-8. Ridiculous. They just fell off. Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Week 10 of the high school football season in full swing Friday night. Camden heads over to the Concrete Palace to take on Lowndes in a key region game. Brunswick hosts Lakeside Evans in a de facto region championship game as both are the only two unbeatens left in region play. Benedictine heads to Jessup to take on Wayne as the Yellow Jackets are still looking for that elusive first win. And Statesboro hosts Evans trying to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.